gentlemen, thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Tippi Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is
Karen Vance,
here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with the Christmassy Sydney, and she will put you on the air with us at 818-818-6401. The show is produced by Santa Claus, Mrs. Claus herself.
Ho, ho, ho. This is like Santa.
Thanks, Mrs. Claus. So, and the show is brought to you by VitaCraft. If you're looking for that special stocking stuffer for your kitty, I highly recommend Lick and Lap because your cats will go crazy for it. I guarantee it. 100%. And you can find it at VitaCraft.us. You can find it at Walmart.com. And you can find it in your pet stores. That's Lick and Lap by VitaCraft. Also, Good Pets Food Supplements and Treats are working with us here at Talkin' Pets to give you 10% off by putting the word pets in the promo box at goodpetsfoods.com. Treat supplements for your dogs. Check them out. They get healthy and enjoy them all at the same time. If you're looking to become a vegan or a vegetarian or you're looking for animal stories, make sure you check out PETA.org. Also, October 6th, we're going on a tropical Costa Rica vacation. Check it out at TalkinPets.com. Click Costa Rica at the top of the website there, and you can find out more about the trip from Colette and Talkin' Pets. This is Talkin' Pets.
Waiting for the sunlight to come rising from the sea. We lay undercover, shaded by the Christmas tree. We could stay forever, never leave this paradise. Swaying in the ocean breeze to the rhythm of the tide. Tomorrow, oh, tomorrow. Take your time. Turn the whole world upside down. Just us two. Nobody else will do. 'Cause baby, you're the only one for me.
And Merry Christmas. Happy Holidays. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy Hanukkah. Happy, happy, happy. Have a great holiday season. Once again, I'm John Patch.
I'm Karen Vance.
I'm Lexi Adams.
What are you doing all the way over there, girl? You're like totally out of the picture. you can see us on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. At least me, because Karen moved her chair all the way across the room. What are you doing over there? Just come over this way.
Well, this is for people to come and go.
Unless there's more people in this house than I know of. So, but you can check us out on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. You can also go to TalkinPets.com, the website, click on Listen Live. You can go to any streaming companies as well as Alexa and say, CRN4, tune in, and it will bring on Talkin' Pets. 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone and give us a call, and we want to talk about your pets. You look like you want to say something, Lex.
I was going to say about Hanukkah. It seems really late this year.
When is it?
Same day as Christmas.
Yeah, it starts the 25th this year and lasts through the 2nd.
it ranges throughout the month of December, but it just seems later than normal this year. Okay, that's what I thought.
Well, Thanksgiving was later than normal this year, too, wasn't it?
It's always the third.
No, it was the end of the month, though. It was like the last Thursday of the month.
They don't change
it. It was a week later.
It was.
You didn't notice?
No. Nope. Who gets to decide that? I thought it was the same Thursday every year.
Nope.
It's whether the calendar falls that, you know.
I guess it would have felt too early if it had been the week before.
It feels
your dog would have told you, where's that turkey, Mama?
She doesn't care.
So you have the corgi now.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I have Wednesday. That's it.
Wednesday Adams?
Wednesday Adams, yeah. No more Richard.
I love that name. Yeah, Richard went back to his original owner.
Yep, back to his daddy.
That's cool.
Yeah, so he was in between moving places and finally found a place that he's going to be settling down for the near to distant future. He's not planning on going anywhere. It has a nice huge yard, and he actually has Richard's biological dog dad.
Cool.
Too. So he was very excited to go home.
Speaking of excited.
And I was excited for him to go home, too.
You got to be careful when you're going over to someone's house during the holidays, because when you knock on the door and they open it up and you're like, Merry Christmas, and they have a little dog, usually the smaller dogs, although the big dogs will do it, too. They get like this so excited that they pee themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And some dogs, that's common. So what's your recommendation when people are coming over and you got a excitable dog peer?
Well, take your dog to potty before the people get there. Mm-hmm,
good point.
If you have your dog empty, that'll help. I would probably want my dog busy if possible. And for me, that often means I might put you in the crate just to get the door open.
You can put me in a crate?
And if you're misbehaving in my house, John.
Did you hear about those two people that they got new crates for their dogs and they wanted to check them out? So they put themselves in the crates and they pulled the doors closed. And they automatically lock, and they couldn't get out of the crate.
Oh, you're kidding.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know how they got out. I only saw up to that point.
I have a good picture I can send you, John, that you can post onto the site. My kids have been fascinated with the crate. For some reason, ever since we got rid of Richard, the dog, the kids want to play in the crate with Ness so bad. Like, and she's barely in the crate or anything, but I have this picture of all three of them, the two kids and the dog in the crate.
Better watch social services don't come out with those pictures.
They put themselves in it, I swear. Carson was like, I wish I had my own crate. And I'm like, why do you want a crate?
Yeah, kind of bizarre. But
it's funny.
I gotta ask you, Karen, I mean, speaking of crates, a good time to put them in there, but you never want to use a crate as a punishment. Correct.
Oh, no. You definitely don't want to use a punishment as punishment unless it is your last resort. If you're pushed to the limit mentally and you feel like you might be a threat to your animal, go ahead and put them in the crate and go get yourself together and give me a phone call. That's a cute picture. My gosh, that's adorable.
So you can show it on Facebook Live. And she's actually showing it right now. If you see this picture of her kids in a crate, if you're a social worker, it's only a joke.
The kids like it. I swear they
put themselves in. The door's open, you can see.
They put themselves in it. They have thumbs, they can get out.
But how do you recommend training the dog to use the crate? And so it's a good thing and not a bad thing.
Well, depending on where everybody, when I walk in the door, it depends on where are you right now with your crate. Has the dog ever seen a crate? I need to know a few things. But if let's just say I'm carrying a crate with me and I walk in the door with it, the first thing I would probably want you to do is we're going to set it down, we're going to fix it so that door will not close, maybe remove the door completely, and put the food just inside the crate, just inside. And so start feeding your animal right there, so the crate's a good thing. Mm-hmm. And it needs to stay a good thing, like unless you are pushed to your limit. If you're pushed to your limit, go ahead, crate the animal while you get yourself back together again. And then after you get yourself back together again, then you can worry about what you've done with your crate.
That's how I crate train Ness is, or Wednesday, I call her Ness, is with her food, putting the food into the crate. And now if I get a treat or anything, she'll run right to the crate, even though I'm not always putting her in the crate, but sometimes I'll grab a treat and she runs right to the crate. Like, she's like, oh, I know I get treats when I go in the crate.
Right, they associate it. Kind of like earlier, Karen said, make sure that you always feed whatever you give your pets in the bowl. They associate the bowl as being a good thing, so they know.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that. Well, once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you if you've got a training question, a behavior question, a holiday story about your pets or whatever. Pick up the phone, give us a call. 818-818-6401. We will have holiday trivia in this hour where you can win a prize, but pick up the phone. Give us a call. 818-818-6401. This is Talkin' Pets.
Underneath the Christmas tree.
Ah. Attention diabetics and weight loss patients. Bob Path here from Tort Defenders. Are you or a loved one suffering complications from Ozempic, Wegovy, Rybelsus, Mounjaro, or Zepbound? These medications have been linked to serious gastrointestinal illnesses and other severe side effects, leading to hospitalization or permanent injuries. If you've been hospitalized after taking these medications, you're not alone. We understand your pain and frustration and will stop at nothing to help you get the compensation you deserve for your suffering. If you've been diagnosed with gastroparesis, chronic vomiting, deep vein thrombosis, DVT, or experienced intestinal blockage requiring surgery, you may be entitled to significant compensation. Call the Ozempic helpline and find out immediately if you qualify. Get the justice you deserve. Call 888-288-LAW1 today for a free consultation. That's 888-288-LAW1. Time is limited to file, so don't wait. Call 888-288-LAW1 today.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell our listeners who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me join you to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much your case is potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. If you think you deserve compensation, call now to find out how much you qualify for. 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
No more mold. No more damage. No more outdated old bathroom. No more slipping and hurting. No more stress. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. Be stress-free. Call 800-973-5411. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. Ask about our military and senior discounts. Your dream bathroom in as little as one day. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. Call now for free premium color upgrades. 800-973-5411. Call BCI Bath and Shower, the leader in bathroom remodeling. Be smart, safe, and stay a step ahead of inflation with our interest-free financing options. Call 800-973-5411. Love your bathroom with free upgrades. Call 800-973-5411. 800-973-5411.
A Ukrainian man who was on the verge of freezing to death was rescued from a ravine in the Carpathian Mountains with a furry little companion he says saved his life, a kitten named Peach. According to the Associated Press, Mr. Duda, age 28, was found soaked and frozen and severely hypothermic in a 400-meter-deep ravine in Romania's northern Marmuț region last week. It took dozens of the region's mountain rescue workers to save him in harsh blizzard conditions. The cat was warm and was warming him, so it saved his life. Dan Benga, the director for Marmuț Mountain Rescue Service, told the outlet, "The only thing we saw he is caring about is the cat. He doesn't care about himself." When rescuers located Duda, they unzipped his jacket and discovered Peach snuggled inside. Benga added that he asked Duda if he was okay, but the Ukrainian was fixated on the well-being of the cat. "I'm happy because my cat is alive. I got a chance from God for a new life. The happiest moment is because the cat is here with me," Benga recalled Duda saying. Like Benga, Duda firmly believes that his kitten is why he survived the ordeal. "What I remember is the fear of the unknown and the fear of not making it through the night alive," Duda, a journalist, told the AP. "My Peach kept me alive." Duda's difficult journey began when he fled Ukraine to avoid being drafted into his country's armed forces fighting against Russia. He and his months-old kitten traveled for over a week before becoming stranded. The weather in the area is said to reach frigid temperatures as low as 10 degrees Celsius, but Duda remains convinced that Peach's warmth kept them alive physically and spiritually. "It's like a dream. After all I have been through, I only hoped to be found and to survive," he told the AP. "Peach kept my heart warm and he kept my faith alive." A first attempt to save Duda via helicopter retrieval was aborted due to extreme weather conditions that hampered visibility. So ground rescuers took on the grueling mission of traversing the deep, snow-filled terrain until they reached the pair. The ascent out of the ravine took more than 5 hours, and Benga told the AP that Peach was tightly gripped to Duda's chest until we put him in the ambulance. Duda, who had a severe case of hypothermia when rescuers found him, is receiving anti-inflammatory medication and blood circulation treatment. The nurse who runs the community center for the Ukrainian refugees in Marmuț is assisting with the duo's recovery. Peach received veterinary treatment in Balmir and is fully expected to recover. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our Facebook family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm Karen Vance.
The world thinks they're just adorable kitties. But when trouble comes knocking, they transform into...
Hey, this is John Bon Jovi. On behalf of me and the guys in the band, I want to wish everybody a happy holiday season.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. We want to talk with you. The number's 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone and give us a call.
Super Kitties is a show. It's a children's show.
Oh.
Yeah, you should have seen her face. My daughter watches it.
Really?
Yeah.
Good little song, though.
It's like a Disney show, I'm pretty sure.
All cats are super kitties.
They are.
They are. I love my cats. They're
whether it's
cats.
For good or evil is another thing, but they're all super.
So we're going to give you a trivia question. And if you can answer this right, you can pick out a prize. A dog book, a cat book, a chicken soup for the soul book, Vitacraft, lick and lap treats, or the purr sticks, Those are the ones that you can break into pieces and give to your kitty. We have Good Pets Foods in the daily multivitamins and also in the daily probiotics and the Hip and Joint Plus. These are treats as well as supplements from Good Pets Foods. We have the CD from Gino Sasani in Cold Blood, collapsible water bowl from Talkin' Pets. We have a penguin pendant, piece of jewelry, and a calendar on dogs or cats. If you can answer this question. Now, in It's a Wonderful Life, what kind of spirit is Clarence? So, I have to admit, Wonderful Life has been out there forever. It's in black and white. I think I know now I've seen it once because I watched it for the very first time in entirety last year. But you guys didn't watch it yet, right?
No. You say yet as if I intend to.
You have to watch it.
No.
It's a Christmas tradition.
No. We watch the Bill Murray special, Christmas special, on Netflix every year. This will be our sixth year watching it. My sixth year. I think Daniel's, which is my husband, is like eighth. He watched it for like 2 years before we got back together.
So if you know the movie, It's a Wonderful Life, what kind of spirit is Clarence? If you know the answer to that trivia question, give us a call at 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. When you call in, you'll speak with Sydney. Tell her that, say, hey, Sydney, Merry Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Another classic for me is called Klaus, which is also on Netflix. And I love to watch that one with the kids or without them, honestly.
Did you ever watch Krampus?
No.
Oh, I love Krampus. Have you watched Krampus?
He's in that new movie.
It's a scary one. Oh, he's in...
The red one.
The red one, yeah, he's in that Krampus.
Which I thought was cool.
No, but Krampus in the Krampus movie...
Oh, it's scary. That's a horror movie.
It is, but it's good.
This one is a kid's movie, if you want to watch it with your children. It's called Klaus, and it's about a postman who goes to this little tiny like town that's like really run down and awful, and pretty much everyone's like on the naughty list, and he helps this... toy maker deliver. It's like kind of like the invention of Santa.
It's inspirational.
Really, it's so cute. It's like one of, it's become a Christmas classic. I've watched it for like the past 4 years with my kids. I love it.
Klaus.
Yeah, Klaus. C-L-A-U-S.
Isn't that Claus? Like Santa Claus?
It's Klaus.
Klaus.
It's Klaus.
Oh, yeah.
But yes, it is. Santa you're Klaus. Right. You're correct that it is like Klaus. But it's
ein bisschen Deutsch.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, ein bisschen Deutsch?
Ein bisschen Deutsch.
Yeah, that's what it is. So,
okay.
German.
Anyway, the trivia question is out there. In A Wonderful Life, what kind of spirit is Clarence? If you know the answer, give us a call and you can pick a prize. 818-818-6401. And hey, talk about a great holiday present. You can give the one you love a trip. Talkin' Pets presents Tropical Costa Rica, October 6th through the 14th of 2025. All you got to do is you can find out more information, call Colette at 800-581-8942.
That would be a great gift for someone.
Yeah.
Present a cruise.
And it contains
them, yeah.
Everything. Everything is in the price.
Everything. All inclusive.
The excursions, the meals, the flights, everything.
Wow. 800-581-8942.
And our booking number is 1299-885. This is Talkin' Pets.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Kicking, punching, hair pulling. I'm not talking about mayhem in the toy department on Black Friday, but rather what often goes on when sheep are shorn for their wool and geese are plucked for down. These gentle animals are well aware that wool sweaters and down pillows aren't so nice after all. Please, choose vegan gifts this holiday season. Visit PETA.org to download a free vegan shopping guide.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. will stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit TalkinPets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942.
Many people seem to have a problem with spaying and neutering their pets for many unknown reasons. But we all know how important it is. Here's a scenario of a young couple that just got a puppy not too long ago trying to decide if they should neuter their male dog.
Honey, I really do think we should get Frisco neutered.
I don't know about that. I don't think it's too natural. I don't agree.
Sweetie, he's at the right age, and it's going to prevent lots of problems later on with prostate cancer and also behavioral problems.
I don't think so. You know, I wouldn't want it happening to me, and I know he probably doesn't want it happening to him.
Why are you crossing your legs? Is this affecting you?
No, but I know it's going to affect him. You don't know what it's like to be a man.
Well, in this scenario, the woman tends to be right. Actually, by neutering Frisco, it prevents many problems down the line. Not only prostate cancer in the medical realm, but also behavioral problems. Many behavioral problems from peeing in the house to straying. So, it is very important to neuter your pets.
Hey, Frisco, how you doing? I'm Dr. Ricardo.
I'm not too happy, Doc. I'm a little scared.
Oh, there's nothing to be afraid of, Frisco. Just come on in here. It'll be over before you know it.
Am I going to be the same afterwards?
Yep, you won't even notice a difference.
I'll be able to run through the fields and smell stuff.
No problems there.
Are you sure?
Positive. Snip, snip, and you're done.
Okay, I guess I'll believe you.
Well, now Frisco goes in for the operation. Very simple procedure, and will come out the same. No problems, benefits in the medical aspect, and in the behavioral.
Honey, see? Look at Frisco. Looks the same. Acts the same.
Hey, boy, come here. Yeah, you look just like your old self.
You know, I don't feel like my old self. I feel a lot lighter, like I lost some luggage. You know, it's weird. I want to go outside and pee now. I never wanted to pee outside. And I just feel like laying around. I'm not even interested in that bitch across the street anymore.
Well, then I'm just gonna take my nuts and go home.
Don't worry, Frisco. We'll get you some nudicles.
Well, you better.
So don't forget, make sure you spay and neuter your pets and help control that pet population. It's a very easy procedure, especially the neuter, but it's a very necessary procedure because it not only helps the population out there, but it will help your pets medically and behaviorally as they become older. So, again, spay and neuter your pets and help control that pet population. And give us a call right now. We're live on the air at 818-818-6401. That's 818-818-6401. This is Talkin' Pets. Pink salmon fill the creek each summer at the Annan Wildlife Observatory near Wrangell, Alaska, returning to their ancestral spawning grounds after a year and a half at sea. On the Tongass National Forest, both black and brown bears wade into the creek and perch on rocks to pluck fish from the water, tolerating one another in a rare interspecies truce brought on by sheer abundance. The annual salmon run has made this southeast Alaska creek a popular destination for more than bears. Human visitors, eager to catch a glimpse of the increasingly rotund bears, eagles, and other wildlife, embark on a journey by boat or float, plane, to reach the remote site. According to the Annan Wildlife Observatory, up to 60 people a day purchase permits to visit, a cap set to avoid impacts to the wildlife they've come to witness. Now, more than 200,000 people turned in from every state and around the globe between late July when the cameras went live and September when the cameras were turned off for the season. To learn about the effort it took from local high school students to install cameras, solar panels, and satellite internet to make the two bear viewing live cams a reality, and see an incredible video of the season's bears fishing highlights, check out the whole story at Alaska Students Broadcast the Bears of the Annan Wildlife Observatory, U.S. Forest Service. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our Facebook family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
From Lady Antebellum, wishing you a healthy and happy holiday season.
And this is Talkin' Pets. We want to talk with you at 818-818-6401. And by the way, the trivia question is out there. In It's a Wonderful Life, what kind of spirit is Clarence? Not a tough one. I mean,
it is if you haven't seen it.
Well, yeah, but you can guess, and you might be right. So, in It's a Wonderful Life, what kind of spirit is Clarence? 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. So, Karen, how would you recommend, speaking of Christmas and all, how would you recommend keeping your dogs and cats from drinking the water under a live tree?
I would fix the skirt to go up over it myself.
Well, also there's, I would say, you know, those little picket fences they have that you can buy at stores, like for your yard, you can put a picket fence around that would deter the dog from going in, not necessarily a cat. But also there's like baskets, you know, put the pot in a basket so the dog can't necessarily reach into there, and especially the cat. So that could keep, you know, them from drinking the water out of there.
I really wouldn't worry about the cat. The cat likes the water so fresh that she's going to go to her usual place, or else she goes to my water can I catch all the cold water waiting for the hot water.
Cats
to get
are
there.
Very finicky.
Yes.
I mean, so yeah, if there's something
she
in the water.
She won't bother that tree at all.
Yeah, usually they won't touch the water. Some will, but the majority, I would say you're right, they won't.
Dogs will drink out of a toilet. They
right.
don't care. So
dogs will drink anything.
Yeah, I would fix the skirt with a little clip or something up there so the dog couldn't get to
either
it.
That or
by then, I'm yelling at them because you don't belong under there anyway. And if you're going all the way up to the stem, you know, you're in there pretty far.
So there's a company out there that brought out a new Christmas tree.
Okay.
And we talked about it previously on the show, one of the weeks back. And this Christmas tree is built with steps, like platforms throughout the tree. And the reason why those platforms are there is for your cats to go up and sit in the tree.
Mm-hmm.
But isn't that, like, I'm not a believer in that tree.
I don't want any glass ornaments on it.
Right.
And no electrical, no wires. Let's just...
It's kind of giving a bad message, I think.
I think so, but...
I hate to poo-poo on the tree, and I can't remember who put it out, but...
If you don't want to ignore your cat and chase them away from the pretty tree that they just want to go hide in, they're just being cats, you know? They're same self. I just want to be myself here. If I want to get a tree for my cat, I'm going to leave the lights off, and I'm going to leave glass off of it and anything that could hurt the cat.
Yeah, you don't want them breaking the ornaments. You don't want them chewing into the cord and electrocuting themselves.
Yeah, it's my Christmas tree. I can have the kind of tree I want. If I want it made for my cats, then that's what I'll get, John.
Right. So it'll be just a tree with cats in
just it. Just for the cats, uh-huh.
So yeah. I don't know a lot of people that won't do that, like won't decorate the tree, but... So I don't think it's going to do that well.
Well, maybe the tree in the cat room with the, you know, with the little walkway around the ceiling.
I kind of like the other things. I mean, a little bit like, you ever see the ones that they mount onto walls where your cats can climb your walls?
Oh, Tony has no idea the kind of things I have
your
in
husband.
Mind. Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, look at these. Ooh, I could have it go over to here and over there.
Those are kind of cool. I mean, I do kind of like those that they can go up and there's perches up above. I mean, I have the perches for my door on my French doors. I have three of them, actually, where my cats can jump up and lay
he
there.
He started with one.
I did start with
one. Then he ended
one.
Up with three. They're very good.
I felt bad because it was like I started with one and then the other two were like, well, where the heck is mine? So I had to have one for every cat and I got three rescue cats. So I was like, you know.
Three window hammocks.
And they're not expensive. They're actually really cheap. And so and they work well. Until that little cup, that suction cup lets go, and then the cat ends up flinging down towards the floor.
So
you don't want to put them too high. I know you want to say something. What do you?
I was going to say that they must work well because all your cats are so fat, and they all are still up.
They like
those.
But
then
those.
You said about
the cats are not. Did you hear what she said about you?
They're a little
cats
big.
Are not
chunky,
fat.
Chunky.
If you feel summer, it's all hair.
I saw her. Remember that time she fell in the pool?
Yep. She's skinny. It's all hair.
Oh, poor Summer. That was so sad.
And
the look on her poor, scared kitty face. She did good, though. She didn't even go under.
Winter did.
Winter went full-blown, just clunk, sunk and came back up. Summer, though, did not.
But she knew how to get out. I mean, she was
both
able to
both of them
pull
got
her,
out. Yeah, both of them got out.
Was able to pull herself out. So
it was back-to-back weeks.
Yes, it was. Another good thing, though, but I mean, a lot of people aren't going to be using their pools right now. But, you know, you want to make sure that your animals know where the steps are just in case if you're not there. Granted, my cats don't go out unless I'm here. But if your dogs, you let them out there and you're not keeping an eye on them, if they can't swim, not every dog can swim, right?
That's true.
So, I mean, you want to be careful because they may sink right to the bottom.
Well, the problem is they have the natural movement, but the paws will break the plane of the surface of the water and splash. And if you're in the pool with them, what you do is you stick your arm out in front of them so that the paws have to stay under the water. When they're not splashing, they can see where they're going and they get their act together and they're not afraid. But when they're fearful, that's when all... the heck breaks loose, you know. And
well, I wouldn't worry so much about pools right now, but I would worry about lakes and ponds with ice on them because, you know, your dogs love to run out there. There's a couple things wrong with that. The ice could be thin, and that's when they break through. But then also, they're slipping and sliding. They could break a leg. They can pull a muscle.
Sure.
They can, you know, there's a lot of damage they can do to their legs.
My aunt lives up in New York, and she lives by Glen's Lake. And we went out there the one year, because you're allowed to, like, they have it super thick frozen over in February. It is so bright on ice.
Wow.
Like, it's blindingly bright. Like,
wow.
It's incredible. Like, we couldn't, the picture that we have of all of us on there, we closed our eyes, and then my aunt went, okay, 1, 2, 3, all opened up really quick. But it's like, if you don't have sunglasses, it's like, it's so white and the sun just bounces off of it. It's so blinding.
We used to go ice fishing all the time.
And you wore sunglasses, I'm sure.
We did sometimes, yeah.
How's your eyesight now? Yep. Wear sunglasses if you're on the ice.
Definitely.
Trivia question. It's a Wonderful Life. What kind of spirit is Clarence? 818-818-6401. We're looking for an answer. It's not that hard. 818-818-6401. This is Talking Pets. Oh, I love this song.
Hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry.
Attention pet lovers. Try Greska's Carbon 60, a revolutionary pet supplement designed to keep your furry friends at their very best. It's packed with powerful antioxidants. Greska's Carbon 60 supports your pet's immune system, joint health, and vitality. Now, whether you have a playful pup or a seasoned senior, give them the gift of wellness with Greska's Carbon 60. Visit our website at c60.com. That's the letter C, the number 60.com, or call 720-600-6040. You can learn more and order today. Your pets deserve the best, so give them Greska's Carbon 60, because a healthier pet means a happier you. Go to c60.com or call 720-600-6040. c60.com or 720-600-6040.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-559-4185. 800-559-4185. 800-559-4185. That's 800-559-4185.
Do you ever just look in the mirror and wish you could recapture that youthful glow? Well, wish no more. Greska's Face Serum uses the cutting-edge science of Carbon 60 to target the signs of aging and reveal your skin's true beauty. The secret? Only two natural ingredients. Our Nobel Prize-winning Carbon 60 molecule, which knocks out the sun's UV damage, and a high-quality cosmetic squalane oil. The payoff is a radiant complexion that is smoother and more evenly toned. Greska's Face Serum is your ally in the fight against aging, reducing the appearance of age spots and wrinkles over time. It works great for acne, too. Call now for our introductory offer at 720-600-6040 or visit our website at c60.com. That's 720-600-6040 or c60.com. Greska's Carbon 60 for a beautiful you. c60.com.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation, and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit talkinpets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942.
Duo Duo Project, a Bay Area-based animal welfare organization dedicated to ending the dog and cat meat trade in China, is proud to announce the development of a first-of-its-kind spay and neuter training center. The groundbreaking initiative aims to equip veterinarians in China with advanced surgical techniques to address the root cause of animal suffering and overpopulation. This ambitious project, delayed by the pandemic, is finally coming to fruition. Duo Duo Project's executive director, Andrea Gunn, has just returned from her trip to China to oversee the center's progress. Once completed, the facility will serve as a hub for training Chinese veterinarians in the safest, least invasive, and most advanced surgical procedures. During Andrea's visit, Duo Duo Project organized spay and neuter training sessions at two local shelters. She was overwhelmed with joy by the support from local residents, especially young people, who demonstrated a growing enthusiasm for animal welfare initiatives. "This training center is a dream many years in the making," said Andrea. "By reducing stray population, we can cut off a major supply source of the illegal dog and cat meat trade. It's a game changer for animal welfare in China." The new center addresses the critical need to humanely reduce stray populations. Stray animals are often vulnerable to being captured and trafficked into dog and cat meat trade. By empowering local veterinarians with essential skills, the training center will prevent thousands of animals from being born into a life of suffering. For over 11 years, Duo Duo Project has been at the forefront of efforts to end the dog and cat meat trade in China. Through education, advocacy, and animal care programs, the organizations foster compassion and creates suitable solutions to reduce animal suffering. For more information about the Duo Duo Project, its mission, please visit www.duoduoproject.org. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and join our Facebook family at Talking Pets Radio. I'm Lexi Adams.
So, you know there's a song for absolutely everything when there's a spay and neuter song out there.
You've found some of the wildest songs.
Yep. Yes, that's true. You have found some wild music.
So, it goes with the story. So, very important to spay and neuter your pets, of course. But, so, apparently nobody has seen It's a Wonderful Life, and they don't know what Clarence is. So, in It's a Wonderful Life, what kind of spirit is Clarence? We're going to see if Karen or Lexi knows. Karen, your guess. What do you think?
The movie again was...
It's a Wonderful Life.
Okay, that has to be a ghost.
Ghost?
Mm-hmm.
Lexi?
I don't know. Maybe an angel?
It's a Wonderful Life. What kind of spirit is Clarence? So, I will say one of you are right. It's either a ghost or an angel. So you got a 50-50 shot if somebody wants to call and give the correct answer. Or the wrong one. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. And you can win a prize if you are correct.
My dad just texted me that he's at, I'm guessing, his work Christmas party. I don't know. But he's at some kind of Christmas party and they had a white elephant game. Mm-hmm. And he got a chicken. Like a roasted chicken.
No, I thought you were going
to
say, like...
I thought he meant that...
To take it home, yeah.
Yeah, like, I got... All I had seen at first was, he goes, "I got a chicken in the white elephant gift game." And I'm thinking... Because he has chickens, like, real ones. But
I'm
it's
thinking
not,
rubber chicken.
He
yeah.
sent a picture, and it's, like, a chicken from, like, the bakery. It's like a bakery. Roast.
Was it wrapped?
A deli.
Yeah, a deli, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like, in a little
chicken.
Package or whatever. He put a bow tie up to it from the photo booth.
Okay.
I just
just think that's hilarious.
That's different.
So now I know what I'm going to be doing for a white elephant gift next time is a whole roasted chicken.
$7.99.
We've got to take the price tag off.
Yeah. So the answer is ghost or angel. So if you want to call and take a shot, 818-818-6401. It's a Wonderful Life, what kind of spirit is Clarence? 818-818-6401. So, you know, it's interesting. My cats, when it's cooler, I let my cats go out to the pool and, like, rummage around and everything. But I'll tell you, when it starts to get colder, they run right back in. So I don't think the pets, like, want to deal with, like, that snow. You wonder why when you let your dog out the door and they don't want to go potty in the snow. I mean,
I don't, because my dog's never seen snow.
Yeah, but mine's never seen snow.
I was going to say, they don't have any clue. They would freak out. They'd be like, what is
yeah,
this?
Yeah, we'd have a barking episode as soon as she saw something different outside. Yeah.
Well, I kind of feel like Washington probably sees snow. And let's go out to Lacey, Washington, and Kevin. Hey, Kevin, how you doing?
Hey, pretty good.
Do you see snow in Washington? Yes, right?
Well, up in the mountains.
That's cool. Well, you get to see it. Yeah, we don't get it down here. Although there was one year that Tampa Bay had flurries.
Sleet twice.
Yeah. Well, one year I remember. And I remember a year of sleet, but that's very rare and in between. Although the times are a-changing. So what do you think, Kevin? In It's a Wonderful Life, what kind of spirit is Clarence? Now, Karen says ghost. Lexi says angel. Do you agree with one of them?
Yeah, I agree with that Clarence was an angel.
Thank you for saving the day. So what do you think, Kevin? What do you want to go with prize-wise? We have dog books, cat books. We have Chicken Soup for the Soul books. I've got cat treats from Vitacraft, Lick and Lap or Purr Sticks. I've got Good Pets Foods treats for your dog, collapsible water bowl. I have a dog or cat calendar for 2025. Got a penguin pendant, it's a piece of jewelry, and I've got a CD from Gino Sasani in Cold Blood about reptiles. What would you like to do?
How about a cat calendar?
You got the cat calendar coming out from you from PagerDay.com, and we will ship that out to you. Stay on the line, though, so that Sydney can get your info, and we'll ship that out to you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
That's Kevin. He saved the day out of Lacey, Washington, and it was an angel.
Like Kevin saved the day in Home Alone.
That's true. Yesterday is history, tomorrow is a mystery, and today is a gift. That's why they call it...
The present.
The present. Spay and neuter your pet, self-control the pet population. For myself, John Patch.
I'm Karen Vance.
I'm Lexi Adams.
We say bye for now.
The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience use this information to consult with their existing pet specialist.